as part of his encouragement in helping me become consistent once again with podcasting, my husband has generously agreed to record this first episode with me. And I'm so excited he's here because sometimes it's so tiring to just be talking to yourself. I know I'm talking to you guys, but it's so nice to have like a physical conversation. So, Mr. Yomiya Shaolu, thank you so much for coming on the show.
That sounds very official, right? Mr. Yomiya Shaolu. But that's good.
You know, like the trailer, when we recorded the trailer, you said you wanted me to give you an honorarium. I don't have money, so I'm just trying to package and, you know, honor, respect. Thank you for your time. We're so grateful. Thank you for coming on the show, sir.
Give me money. Remember that that's
this police video. Yeah, give me money. I don't have money. I'm a broke student.
You're not broke.
Hey, wait, I'm broke. No. Please. In case my helper is hearing, because I'm broke.
God is helping us.
Anyway, thank you. I know that you wanted to sleep, but
yeah. So this is my contribution. I'm suing so that when this podcast finally blows, it's not because I was not there in the beginning.
Glory, thank you, sir.
I'm suing. This is my gift to you for the new year. I'm suing my contribution to your podcast.
Thank you. Thank you. Welcome to a new episode of Big Sister Conversations. A show for people in their teens or 20s who want to grow in their faith, strengthen their relationships, and make better choices. Walking this journey with you is your big sister, Eniola. Before we get into today's conversation, please subscribe to the podcast so that you can find it easily when you want to listen again. You can also subscribe to our newsletter to become a part of the community. You'll receive encouraging and personal emails every month from your big sister to keep you hopeful and inspired. The link is in the show notes. I know this episode will air in February, but we're recording in January, so I don't think it's too late, first of all, to say Happy New Year, guys. Happy New Year. Happy 2024. And I know some of you guys have New Year's resolutions. I had one last year. I don't really know if I have this year, but anyway, Yomi, do you have any like resolutions for the year? What do you want to do in 2024?
So, I don't necessarily have a resolution because, I mean, the year in itself is not new. It's just a change of dates.
Hey.
I know it's cliche, but that's what many people say. But okay, maybe put it like this. I have some goals that I started working on since last year that has spilled into this year. And maybe I'm hoping to achieve them this year. But the idea of resolution is like, oh, there's something I used to do. I want to stop doing it now.
Yeah.
For that, well, I'm a work in progress. There are many things that God is helping me with. So I won't call them new resolution because I've been wanting to stop them since before last year. So it's not like there's any habit to please, but you know, just things you want to improve and get better on.
Yeah.
You know, so not necessarily a resolution. I just have goals, things you just want to do better this year.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily because you've not been doing them well, but maybe you think that there's room for improvement.
Yeah.
Your spiritual work, career, whatever it might be. Maybe there's room for improvement. So things like that, yeah. If that should be what you call resolution, then maybe I have or maybe I don't. How about you?
Honestly, this year I have resolutions. I want to get my G1. Like, I want to be able to drive. So
is that a resolution? That's my question. Is that a resolution? Because the idea of resolution is, oh, I used to smoke before. I don't want to smoke
anymore. No, I don't think that's what a resolution is. So I think a New Year's resolution is like, oh, your habits and your goals and your plans for the year.
No, that's not the idea of resolution.
Oh yeah, let's Google it. Because when I think New Year's resolution, it's something I want to do. No,
resolution is the things I used to do, I didn't do anymore. So as I'm starting a new year, it's a new me. A new year, new life. You know that.
You guys, hold on. I'm going to Google it. New Year's resolution. Because when I think of New Year's resolution, okay, so what is a New Year's resolution? It's a tradition in which a person resolves to continue good practices, change an undesired trait or behavior, accomplish a personal goal. So both of us are right.
Change and my own definition stops at
change an undesired trait.
But generally, most times, people's New Year's resolution, the goals are part of it though, right? You're right with the goals thing. But I just think that it's more of, oh, this new year, my resolution is personally, right? The idea of resolution in my head, the first thing that comes to my mind is, oh,
a bad habit.
Not necessarily a bad habit. Maybe something that you want to stop.
So, is there anything off the top of your head that you think you want to stop?
New year, new me. Kind of thing.
Is there anything off the top of your head that you think you want to stop?
Means I want to stop. There's nothing.
You're perfect, Abi.
I'm not perfect, but there's nothing.
Okay.
There's nothing.
Okay, but for Misha, a New Year's resolution is like to get my to become licensed to drive, like to start the process, because it's very complex and complicated. And unfortunately for me, I did not bring driver's license from Nigeria, so I have to start from scratch. So that's something that I'm really looking forward to achieving this year. But
I did my New Year's resolution.
Oh yeah, what is it?
It's to stop driving everywhere.
How is that a resolution? It's dependent on my getting my license. So if I say I don't get my license,
by the middle of this year, I'll stop driving everywhere.
So you're giving me 6 months to get my G1 and G2.
Yes. Okay.
Is there not like a timeline?
Whatever. That's my new resolution, because some mornings I just want to stay at home. Working from home, just relax. It's a cool day outside.
So you're saying I'm stressing you?
I'm not saying you're stressing me. I enjoy doing it. Mm. Yes, I do. But some mornings I just like, you know, why can't you just drive? Don't take the car.
Fair enough, Sha. Thank you. Thank you, actually. Last term, you really took me up and down during the holidays.
I'm attending. It's just ID card that I remain. I'm actually attending your school. It's ID card. I know all
you know all my lectures. I've told you my professor's name.
Your classmates, coupled with everything that happened in the class. In fact, I can earn a degree.
But wait, that's what marriage is like, you know, intimacy, blah blah blah. Yes.
Do you know things about me?
Yes,
do you know things about my work like that?
Absolutely. I know your manager's name, I know your pod leader's name.
Uh-huh.
I know
Do you know the times I have meetings?
Yeah.
All my meetings.
I know when apart you have
from
your
my apart from my daily stand up. Do you know any other meetings?
Yeah, when you tell me and you're not making noise, I have a meeting.
There are meetings I have. Reoccurring meetings.
You had a meeting with your manager, like your yearly review meeting. If you
I say reoccurring meetings. Do you know them?
Guys, tech. I'm not into tech.
It's not a matter of tech. You
may not shame me on this podcast. My podcast, please. Okay, but anyway, about New Year's resolutions, do you think people should set New Year's resolutions?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Goals are important because it tends to give you something to look forward to, something to drive to channel your resources to. So
absolutely
don't be like me. Or me, my own is
no, I think you might not articulate your goals, but when you see that at the end of the year, you're like, oh, I did this, oh, I did that.
Yeah.
And that also works.
So it's very important, because if you don't know where you're going, anywhere will be a destination. Hey,
drop it like it's hot. You want to come out from past day, I better go. Okay, but so I was just thinking about last year.
Mm-hmm.
I had just one New Year's resolution. I had other plans too, but like in terms of, if you asked me what's your New Year's resolution, for me it was, I was going to read my Bible from cover to cover in 1 year. And I know you were going, you me and you started that journey together.
You know what, you know, that sounds like you're not reading your Bible the year before.
No, let me explain. So I have never read my Bible from cover to cover. Like I feel like before, when I reach Revelation, by the time I get to like Revelation 5, 6, like it won't, I just, sorry for my non-Yoruba speaking audience, I'm just like, what's this? I'm tired, and I just close it. Or all those prophets, all those minor prophets, Obadiah, what's my business? So like, it's not like I never read them, but I don't think I ever read some of these books like from beginning to end. And so I wanted to have a holistic overview of the Bible.
Yeah. So good. Did you achieve it?
Yes, I did. Awesome. I finished on the 26th of December. I started January 1st and I finished on 6th December.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah.
Not like I did not know, but that's
nice. You also wanted to do it. How did it go?
Yeah, I wanted to do it, but I think I was on track up till wedding time.
Oh my god, our wedding threw us off balance.
And wedding time, you know, it's not even before it was close to the wedding.
Yeah.
That's when I lost, and there were just a lot of days. I was like, okay, should I reset it? Or I just, you know what? I read my Bible.
That's all that matters.
You need to study. Do you know that you can do Bible study? 1 verse, 2 months.
It's people like you that not finish your day, not hit your goal.
2 months, 1 verse.
Wait, I don't disagree.
You see, for God so loved the world, therefore. And that's
hold on. You know that's hold on. I have something to counter with your argument. We were reading the book of Galatians this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I suggested that we should read Galatians 1, verse 1 to 10. You mm-hmm. I said that there's a lot to glean from the scripture. You mm-hmm. said no, we must do the entire chapter. How come it's not the same you that say you can stay with a verse for a week? You're not the same person that allowed us to just read a few verses.
I was talking of personal Bible study.
Not corporate.
Not corporate. Personal. You go deep.
I beg you. I beg you. On the surface. Chop your L. You're not finishing your Bible.
But that doesn't mean I've not read my Bible. I've read all the books before.
Congratulations. Wait, I'm just curious. Where did you hook? Like, do you remember what book of the Bible you were reading?
So the way my plan was doing...
Did you do Bible project? I did Bible project.
No, no Bible project. It was doing Old Testament, New Testament, Psalms, Proverbs.
Oh.
So every day you read a part of the Old Testament, a part of the New, a part of Psalms, a part of Proverbs. So I think for the New Testament, I'd gotten to the Epistles.
Yeah.
For the Old Testament, so after, I know I did Kings, I started Chronicles. I think it was Ezra.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Ezra. And even to go back to it, I was like,
it was a lot.
Those books, Ezra. Yeah. So, it was Ezra, but for Psalms, I think I had finished Psalms.
Okay.
Because the way the way it was structured was you finish Psalms and Proverbs multiple times.
Yeah, mine
so
too.
So I had finished Psalms and I had finished Proverbs and I started again.
Yeah.
Psalms and Proverbs. So, yeah.
So speaking about those books that were a bit challenging for me, I really struggled when I first started with Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
Funny enough, I found those books interesting.
How?
So not everything. The parts where they were just talking about
laws.
So I found some of them interesting because, at the end of the day, I think there was a teaching I listened to before that was talking about how those feasts and their significant and every significance
was
and everything.
Was Pastor that preached that way?
No, this was not Pastor. I know there's one that Pastor preached, but I won't mention the
In case you don't know who Pastor is, Pastor is our pastor. We attend Celebration Church and Apostle Emmanuel Aaron is the lead pastor and the Apostle Emmanuel Irian is like our lead pastor and he's fondly called Paste. So you probably might hear us mention Paste a lot over the course of this entire podcast. Yeah, so that's who Paste is. Okay, continue. Sorry to cut you short.
What was I saying? So
you're talking about how you were listening to a sermon on feast.
So I was listening to a sermon. I listened to a sermon on feast many years ago.
Yeah.
So like it was a good opportunity to bring back and understand some part of the cultural context of all of those feasts and all of those things. So it wasn't really boring for me. Parts that were boring were maybe the latter parts of Joshua when they were dividing the land.
That part was boring.
I think that was really bad. But of course, I would not acknowledge that some parts in Deuteronomy, Leviticus, and Numbers
were really boring.
They were boring because I'm reading those parts. It just became like religion, right?
Yeah,
the only thing I was just doing is okay.
Let me just finish.
Let me just stick. Let me fun fact: there were days.
They just opened the Bible for streak.
I'm telling
me
you.
Me too.
See, and there were even days where, even after opening it, maybe you have missed it too. This is not a hack for anybody. If you do it, you are deceiving yourself. But what you just do is go to your phone, put off the date, change the date to yesterday, open the Bible app, then go back and reset it.
Which kind of man that I marry? Hey, I'm afraid.
Then your streak will continue.
Interesting. Please, it's not a hack for you. I don't know where this boy learned it from.
So when I caught myself doing that, I was like, okay.
There's no point. So that's another thing I wanted to mention. Two separate thoughts. So the first one is why I read my Bible in 1 year. It was a great experience, but I'm not doing it again this year. I probably will not do it again next year. I might not do it again for the next 3 years. I don't know. But the reason I might not do it is because if you're not careful, it can become performance-based and you're not just studying for the sake of I love God, I love His Word, I want to grow in my knowledge of who He is and all that is available to me in Christ. So that's one of the issues I have with like reading the Bible in 1 year. You have to consciously ensure that you're not making a performance base. It's not for the streaks. The streaks can serve as a reward system. So for me, that's what motivated me. Like, I wanted to be able to say I read my Bible in 1 year. And, you know, having, like, when I was done, I got this badge from YouVersion saying, oh, you completed your Bible in 1 year. That was amazing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a tendency to want to just do it for performance. And when you catch yourself, you just have to remind yourself, I'm doing, like, even if you fall along the way, that's okay. Your end goal is not just the badge. Your goal is that you actually read your Bible and build a habit. That's what I think is the goal.
I think it's even more important for the habit part, right? Because, like you said, there's tendency to fall into the performative part of things.
Yeah.
And you know, even when you are doing, if there's anybody that's even doing the, if there's anybody that's doing the Bible thing currently, I think their focus should be on the habit. Because the truth is, if you go 30 days and you don't read, and you keep reading, and you don't stop reading, right? For someone that has not done that before, that's actually progress.
Yes, absolutely.
That's actually progress. So absolutely. I think that should be the goal. Like, okay, I'm trying to build a habit. Mm-hmm. So your mind is not fixed on, oh, let me just tick this thing, let me just get this badge, let me just, you know. But again, another school of thought is, I think every Christian should be able to say they've read the Bible, because that's the manual for living that God has given us. So I think for anybody that has not done it,
you should. But maybe not every year. See, like sometimes
for me, I think the ideal Christian should be able to at a glance tell what every book of the Bible is trying to communicate.
Mm.
Like if I tell you, okay, what was the idea on the thought behind romance?
Mm.
Or what was the idea of the thought behind First Peter?
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to say it.
Yeah.
Because that's how much we should know it. And because we have to create a balance with these things.
Yes.
What makes someone not just read one verse every day and say, I read my Bible?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's also the part of volume
mm.
in Bible reading.
Yeah.
There's a part of digging deep.
Yeah, there's also depth and volume. Yeah. So I think that the ideal way to do Bible study is to marry the two. So in as much as you're covering volume, ensure that you're not cheating yourself on depth. Exactly. Yeah. So me, this is just personal opinion. I think maybe try to rotate it. If you read your Bible in 1 year this year, maybe next year go slower, then following year go back again. But I feel like if you do that constantly, So for me, with YouVersion, there was a day I read 7 chapters in a day, guy. My head was full. But honestly, when I look at it, for school, I end up reading more than that a day. So maybe it's just a priority issue, honestly.
Yeah, or why don't you do, you can do Bible in 2 years.
Mm.
You can break it down. Okay, New Testament in 6 months.
Mm.
The Old Testament is longer. You can
do maybe more, a whole year.
Or just break it down into, okay, the law, the prophets, New Testament, minor prophets, major prophets, you know. Just something that helps you balance both depth and volume.
And I think another thing that can help when you're reading all those boring parts is to leverage audio Bible. But I know that there are many nights where I'm playing audio Bible and I sleep off and the Bible has gone.
You're playing it and you're washing plates. Then you not take it as done.
Okay, let me confess, I did that a few times. but I find it more effective when I'm reading a boring part to use audio Bible and then follow like with my eyes on the physical Bible. So audio Bible is your friend, but just don't do it alone, because you might get volume but not depth.
That thing can make you sleep. Just say, on God, you got
it's so liberal. Relaxing.
Especially
when I'm struggling to sleep, I just listen.
Honestly, it works.
It works. I'm telling you, like, it's such, if you have insomnia, of course, there are things you can do, but maybe I'm not a doctor. Wait. If you struggle with insomnia, not like a really bad one, maybe just you find it difficult to sleep, just try audio Bible.
Ezra or Ezekiel.
You will sleep. Another thing that helps me too, though, is listening to an audio book, like in terms of sleep. But anyway, that's not what this podcast is about.
Yeah, but generally, if you'd want to embrace the audio channel, right? Maybe you're finding it difficult to read and everything. One strategy is, I failed over the wayside.
Why would they take advice from you then?
No, but listen to this advice. It helps me, right? So what I did was, I had my physical Bible in front of me, and I had the audio playing.
Mm-hmm.
It was the same version.
Yeah.
So what I was doing, as the audio was playing, I was reading my physical Bible. And every part that jumped at me or something, I'll pause, highlight, maybe do an extra search or something, or read the commentary alongside. So with that, it was able to help me go through Leviticus, Numbers, all those places that used to be boring. So that strategy can help, audio Bible plus actual reading, absent.
Not just audio Bible. Sometimes I'll listen to audio Bible while I'm at work. Exactly. I'll be talking to customers, and in my mind, I'm reading my Bible. Anyway, I just finished.
The same thing. But then again, this does not mean that you cannot listen to audio Bible and engage your mind. Yeah. Sometimes when I'm driving.
Yeah, that could help. I feel like when you're doing stuff like that involves your hands, it doesn't involve your mind a lot. You can also use audio Bible.
I need to drive with my mind.
No, wait, I talk to that. But I mean, like, sometimes when I'm doing chores, I can listen. But that is not enough to suffice for your daily reading.
What I think is, right, if the goal is habit building, make sure that, okay, this is my Bible time. And putting away all distractions, every form of distraction, whether I'm doing audio or I'm reading physically, this is my Bible time, so I'm putting away distractions just to focus on it. Because at the end of the day, it's counterproductive when you are multitasking and the habit you're trying to build, you are doing something else at that time.
That makes sense.
So it's counterproductive.
That actually makes sense. I think maybe a final thing for me would just also be to leverage on accountability. So I knew a bunch of people who were also doing the Bible in 1 year plan, and we used to check in once in a while. I know a few friends reached out to me to ask me, how far, how are you going? Sometimes I'll post excerpts on my WhatsApp status, like, and it really helped, because I didn't want to go back and tell these people that, I did not finish reading the Bible in 1 year. Did you have accountability?
So was that your motivation?
No, but it helped.
It helped.
Yeah.
I mean, I did not finish, so I can't answer that question.
I'm not shaming you, but
was,
do you know,
I was accountable to my God.
Oh, please don't. You can see people that are accountable to their God, they don't finish. People that are accountable to regular human beings, they finish. Take advice from who you will.
Who are we going to? last is to God. We are doing this.
Console God, yourself.
God sees the heart.
Why are you pointing to God?
God sees the heart.
You said, like, all these people that, like, they are telling them, oh, dress modestly, and they're like, I'm pleased with it. It's about my heart. God sees my heart. Anyway, but you know, I feel like I would like to have a conversation with you later about, like, your Bible study tools, because I know you do Bible study, and I really, like, I love when we have Bible study together. Do you think you'd want to share your tools? What helps you? Do you think it's a conversation you'd like to have?
Why are you making it sound like I'm one kind?
No, you're not. But in terms of Bible study, like, I used to think I was, I got this. Then I met you. I'm like, okay, this is somebody that knows a little more than I do. I know. But, like, I mean, I've learned from you.
Okay. Maybe, yeah, sure.
Shall want to be humble by force.
It's something we can do.
We can talk about it, right?
Even myself, I'm crying and saying, I need to do more. There's plenty to know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I see some conversations and I can't even contribute.
Yeah.
Because I've not gotten to know. But God is helping us. So, yeah, sure. For anybody that needs, if you would avail me the rare opportunity to come on this podcast.
What are you saying, guys?
To discuss that, of course we can. But there are materials. Not okay, I won't say there are materials out there, because we need to be careful these days.
Yeah.
But there are basic things that can help with Bible study and all of that, Bible interpretation.
You see, this guy has depth, I told you.
Just have to be careful, Sha.
Yeah. Okay, you guys, we don't want to bore you. I'm going to put a poll. So if you use Spotify to listen, you'll be able to participate. I'm going to put a poll to ask you. I don't know if I can put multiple polls, but if I can only do one, I'm just going to be asking if you enjoyed this episode and if you want more of Yummy on the chat on the, did I say channel? Maybe that's a site.
Sign of what?
I'm joking.
Anyway, if you do this, I will not bother myself with editing. I'll not bother myself with anything. She used to come and talk.
Anyway, but yeah, I'm just going to be asking if you guys enjoyed this podcast and if you want to see more of him. I'm thinking of maybe if he agrees. Just let's say he agrees. I'm sure you're about. Maybe if he agrees, to see if I can convince him so that we can make this a 2-month show. I pray he agrees. If not, I'm your host and he'll be coming once in a while. All right, guys, have a great. Why am I signing out? It's time to go. Do you have any last words?
Have a goal for the year. Like I said before, if you don't know where you're going,
what's your goal again? Anywhere will be like, you to stop driving me.
Anywhere will be like a destination. Mm-hmm. So please have a goal for the year. Having a Bible goal, and I think that goal should cut across all areas of your life.
But don't you think my issue is when you have too many goals, you are extended in different directions. So people have financial goals, workout goals, all these kind of things. I feel like it's a lot and it's easier. That's one of the things I learned from Pastor Craig Rochelle. Pick one thing and focus on it. So for me, it was just Bible in 1 year. I did other things, but this was the primary goal and it was easy. So,
but the truth is, you should look at the holistic picture, right? Mm-hmm. You would want to be better off in every area at the end of the year. I'm not saying you cannot have one that you focus on.
Yeah.
But if you say, okay, this year, I want to be better. I want to be better in my career. I want to be better spiritually. I want to be better physically. There are some things you should set in place.
Yeah.
So when I say have a goal, it doesn't have to be grand. It doesn't have to be a lot.
Yeah.
So, okay, I want to be more consistent in my devotion this year. That's one goal, that spiritual aspect.
Mm-hmm.
You set the structures,
mm-hmm.
right? Now you can tie them together where, okay, with your spiritual growth, you're also talking about, I want to be fit more. I want to do better exercise-wise. So you say, okay, my devotion time I'll make my devotion time like a prayer walk.
Yeah.
Or a prayer stroll.
That makes sense.
You've achieved both at the same time. So they are not independent of each other, because I feel like yes, you say focus on that one, but it doesn't clearly make you define the other goals.
Yeah.
So if my goal is I want to finish Bible 1 year, I'll achieve other things, but there's nothing to measure it, right? Yeah,
that makes sense. So, but speaking of that, before we wrap up, I think one of our goals was to get fit this year. So are we going to a gym? Sugar is saying
you are the one that is the idea. You are delaying.
How am I delaying you?
Let me talk about that guy. This is our show.
Visa on arrival. Guys, we love Visa on arrival. We love to binge on it.
You are the one that is affecting me right now.
Are you mimicking Francis?
No, the security.
Oh, that guy is silly.
You are the one that is affecting me right now. Because honestly, before I married you,
please, I used to go to the gym. But I used to go to the gym too. I went to the gym for like almost
for 2 months.
Wait, calm down. Okay.
I went to the gym.
Let's not talk about the past. Oh yeah, what's the plan now? Do we go register in a gym for this cold?
It's not even a matter of cold. I just think I've not brought myself to embrace the commitment of going to the gym because I can't pay for a gym and not go.
Mm-hmm. And it's expensive here.
Money will pay me, right? So that's just me to bring myself. It's just for me to bring myself to that consciousness that okay, I'm going to the gym, right? Mm-hmm. Once I can have it. And another thing is, I don't want to go to a gym and just I like this one, I'll carry it. Mm-hmm. I like this one, I'll carry it. I want a trainer, but trainers are expensive.
Very expensive.
So I'm trying to think of okay, would my going to the gym, how effective will it be? I know sometimes you just need to start.
Yeah.
Because along the way you see people that you can become close with and you can help Absolutely. Each other and all of that. So I've not just got myself to that space, but very soon, yeah, I'll be in the gym.
When ask us in 6 months, yeah.
No, you know, me, yeah. No, once summer done, then yeah, I'll start going to the gym.
No, voila. All right, guys, that's it from us.
All right, it was good being here.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Big Sister Conversations. If you liked it, please rate and leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram at @Eniola_Adeko to keep up with me and keep the conversation going. Until next time, remember that God loves you and I'm rooting for you.